Okay, and then there's some different kinds of beans now.
Tell them about the beans.
I want you to tell me.
Beans? Well, October and Tennessee green pod and well, what's the other? What kind is it again?
Blue ribbon
and
Kentucky wonders
and Shelley's and
little white half runners.
All right. Now, what about the kinds? Would you have one name for all of those beans that you the kind that
the snap beans?
Yeah, that variety. Now, would you call all of those either snap beans or green beans?
Well, snap bean deal, I wouldn't say.
And how about the beans that the beans that you have to take out of the
Chili beans.
And when you do that, you say you're going to...
Well, you're going to shell me with the beans.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? When you were in Florida, what did you say you were picking down there?
I worked down there, picked oranges and grapefruit. And
okay. And that, what do you call the edible tops of turnips?
Green, right?
Yeah, and then any other kind of vegetable other than turnips that are used for that?
Well, mustard. Mm-hmm. You use mustard for greens. What do you think it's your soul for greens?
Kale.
Okay. Now, the part of a corn stalk that you have to, the very top of the corn stalk is the
tassel,
and then the part of the ear of corn that you have to take off is the
shoot, or
the part of the ear, when you take the ear off the
shuck.
Yeah, and then corn, you mentioned roasting ears, that's before, that was the...
That's when it just gets ready to fry, boil. So you can eat before
and that stuff you have to take off the
shuck.
Yeah, and then after take the shuck off, you have to remove the
grain.
The
silk. You get the silk out.
Now, did you raise any different kinds of squash around here?
We raised three different kinds of white squash and the cooking neck squash. Ain't too much of squash food in this part.
How about melons?
Ain't too many melons, is there? You might just see them doing soup or melons. I put me out a little patch once in a while, but they don't do too good.
Now, is that a mushmelon or
a cantaloupe.
Is cantaloupe and mushmelon the same thing?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
How are they different?
They've got what's called banana mushmelon. Goes long like a banana kind, and then they got different kind of cantaloupe, Hale's Best, and different varieties of them.
Okay. And then these little things that look like little umbrellas that grow out in the field.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. Now, what do you call the ones that make you sick or kill you sometimes?
I don't know. These are one that you can eat and taste your tongue like fish when you pick it up at them frog stools, don't they?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. If you had something that caught in your throat, you'd say you couldn't
swallow.
Yeah. And if I want to ask you about some different kinds of birds and creatures around the farm. These things that make a hooting sound are called
hoot owl.
And then the smaller ones,
screech owl.
And the bird gets up on the tree and...
They call them peckerwoods.
All right, and there's one that gives a bad odor. An animal that has a stripe down its back.
That's a skunk or a polecat.
Okay, and all of the different kinds of animals that might bother your chickens.
Well, it's a fox and a possum and a polecat and a weasel.
Okay. Would you ever have one term for all of them?
No.
Thinking of something like barman.
Yeah, well, that goes in the whole, that covers the whole.
That covers all of them. What would that be?
Varmint feed up, eating them with chickens up.
Okay.
So well, you don't know exactly what it is. You don't know what kind of varmint it is.
And then these little things that run up trees that are called?
Squirrels.
Yeah, and the
gray squirrels.
What other kind of squirrels?
Rock squirrels.
How about the kind that don't go off the ground?
Flying squirrel.
Ground squirrel.
I'm thinking of ground squirrel. Or
ground squirrel, he stays on the ground most of the time.
Now, is there a little kind of red, a small kind of red, particular kind of red squirrel? You haven't mentioned it yet, and I don't know if they come this far west.
No, I don't think so.
I was thinking of the mountain boomer.
No, I've never seen it.
Okay. And the things...